Begin two lines down from the top of the Amud, where our Gemara continues explaining the Braisa that we quoted in the previous stuff, which actually helped us clarify the cryptic halacha of our Mishnah. We spoke about actually many different types of karbanas as they relate to being brought on Yom Tov, which the opening words Eilis B'Moed actually meant that which Eilis is specifically on Chayla Moed, which is what Moed refers to. It's actually Nedar Min HaDavos, according to at least this Tana's version of Bessel. And when we say Bois Min HaChulin, actually referring to Eilis Re'iyah, which is something obligatory, which, as Rashi had explained in the previous daf, which is going to relate to the current daf, that the halacha of Teufel would not apply to Eilis Re'iyah, just buy the cheapest one of just that of one Mu'ah. So that's, since it's Davar HaBaba Chayva, it could only be brought from the Chulin. The next word, v'hashlamim in ha-meiser, actually referred to shami simcha, which is actually three types of karbanas that are brought on every single Yom Tov, which that could come from meiser funds because it's no obligation to actually bring a shlamim. It's just if you have no meat, but any meat will suffice, and therefore you could even bring it from your meiser. And then it said Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, which was actually referring to the karban chagiga. The Gemara on the previous stuff explained why we're picking specifically Pesach to exclude from the chagiga that's brought a day before on Erev Pesach, which that chagiga actually, as the top line of our Amud said, is not deraisa, that could be brought even from Meiser, but that which is brought on Pesach, meaning on the Yom Tov, which is Shana Chagiga, which is obligatory, so that Beishami says clearly, okay, Dava B'Bukhayv has to be Menachulun. Beisil, as Amamar, the Tana the Braisa said, which where our Gemara begins, Beisil, I mean, they said, no, the Shana Chagiga could be brought Min HaMeiser, from Meiser funds, which the Gemara says, Amai, why would that be? Dava B'Bukhayv, who a Shana Chagiga is something that's an obligation. Dava B'Bukhayv, anything that's obligatory, in the Bola, Menachulun can only come from unconsecrated funds. How could you bring your Meiser funds to go ahead and purchase the Shana Chagiga? Sama Ula, he qualifies and explains the halacha of our Mishnah, and Braisa is b'toifel. Rituma, like it's a tuffel, which is secondary. You combine your meiser fund with the chulin, and you bring it. So you're right, it has to be written in the chulin, but if you want to add on, the add-ons could be from meiser fund, which, now the Gemara brings up, what is this tfeila? How is that done? So Chizkiyama, he says as follows. He says, toifel and behema le behema, meaning, what happens if a person has a lot of people over for Yom Tov? And it wouldn't suffice the Shama Chagiga with one animal. So he could bring one animal for Chagiga from Chulin. The rest of the animals could be brought from Meiser funds. Now, although they're all being brought on the first day of Yom Tov, they're all considered technically as Chagiga, but you already fulfilled your biblical obligation from the first one being from Chulin. You could add on other animals with Meiser funds. But vein toivel lemois lemois. But holds Chizkiyah, you cannot go ahead and purchase one large animal by adding on the funds of this one animal with your meiser funds. No, one animal has to be purely from chulin. The other animals could be from meiser funds, but you cannot add monies to the funds of that one animal. Whereas Rebbeinu, he actually says the opposite. He says no toivel lemois lemois. You could add on to the monies that's enough for your chagiga, which is from chulin. You could add on if you want to get a bigger animal that. Supersizing it, you could do from your meiser funds, but it ain't even behema to behema. But no, you could actually not add on. The other animals cannot be purely from meiser funds, which, as Rashi explains, Chizkiyah held that it's more appropriate to fulfill your obligation from chulin when you bring one animal that's totally from chulin, and then the other animals will be meiser because at least one whole animal was brought. Your debesh b'chayv min chulin. Rashi Yechanan held that no, it's actually more appropriate that every one animal that you're bringing has chulin, and then you could go ahead and mix in meiser, but every eating that you're doing is going to have some chulin in it, not to have an animal that's just from meiser funds. Which later on the Gemara is going to learn from a pasuk. How do we even know that this halacha that Ula was qualifying, that you're allowed to do teufel, secondary, that it's permitted? But be that as it may, we have the machlekes and meram, exactly which one is that? Is that only adding on other animals, or actually, no, you're adding on other funds to that one animal, however animals you bring, you always have to have chulin in there. So the Gemara says actually Tanik Abbasid Chizkiyah, Tanik Abbasid Rabbi Yechon, we have a brayso that supports either one. We have two different brayses. As the Gemara explains, Tanik Abbasid Rabbi Yechon, we have a brayso that says like Rabbi Yechon and that. What you're doing is actually you're adding on funds to that same animal and not adding on other animals, because the brayso expounds the pasuk in the Devarim that says Misas, which this is by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it says you're going to make Yom Tov of Shavuos for Hashem your God, Misas Nidvas Yodecha, which the word Misas literally translates as what's sufficient for the donation of what you have in your hand. But later on, the Gemara is going to explain that the word Misas actually also means the word of Chulin, So what's it teaching you that malamed it comes to teacher? Sha'od maybe chavasai, the person has to bring his obligatory carbon on the yamdiv min hachulin, as we said, from unconsecrated funds. Okay, that we know. But then continues the b'raisa minayin shemrotza la'arev ma'arev. How do we know that if he wants to mix in, he can mix in? Now, as Rashi explains, the terminology of mixing in would only be appropriate regarding funds, which is, with these funds that you're adding on, you're going to purchase the animal of your shamech hagiga. Because if it's two different animals, the way Chizki explains, so that's not really mixing together, because each one is recognized on its own. If you're intermingling, must mean you're mixing the funds in of Meitzer into the Chulin funds. How do we know that that's even permitted? It's a Pasuk teaches, Kashi Yevarecha Hashem Lekecha, this is in that same Pasuk, as Hashem, your God, blesses you, which sounds like from everything that he blessed you with, which is not only your chulin funds, but also your maaser funds. So therefore you see that you can mix in the funds. Therefore this b'raisa supports Rabbi Yochanan that what are you adding on is adding on the funds, not a separate animal. But Tanika Vaseyde Chizkiya, a b'raisa supports Chizkiya. From the same words, it says, Misas, which as we said before, Malamed, this comes to teach us, Sha'odim Mevi Chavasim Melachun, that this obligation of a Shamech Hagiga has to be from the unconsecrated funds. But the Braisa continues, Bisham Arim, they say, Yom Rishon, the first day when you're bringing your carbon chagiga, that should be min hachulin. Has to be from unconsecrated funds, which, as we quote him in the Mishnah, Bisham does not hold that you could make tefillah to do like add-ons for something that's an obligation to bring from consecrated funds. So no, the first day he says, it's got to be totally from chulin, not like bisil. Now, Mekam ve'elach, after day one and onwards, which you don't have an obligation to bring a chagig anymore, it's only for the Simchas Yomtiv, because by the chagig it says v'chagoysim oisai in the singular. Chagig is only one day and not more. Oh, so then later on it could even be mina meiser, because as we said in the Mishnah, those are going to be shami simcha. Shami simcha could be brought according to everyone. It's not an obligation to bring for meiser funds. Ubeisilam, they say no, achila rishayna, the first eating, which at this point the Gemara assumes, which for our Gemara, it's not just assuming it is, but in contrast to what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, that the animal by itself, the first eating of just this animal, it's going to be brought on the table, the first one, that's min hachulin. That first animal will be from chulin. But mekam ve'elech, but from that point onward, meaning the other animals that you're going to bring even that same day on day one, could be min ha'maaser, which that is, as we explained for Chizkiya, that is what the tefela means. That although they're all going to be chagigas on the first day, because it's Oisai, but oh, the rest of the animals, not the first animal, because not you're not being Teifel Mois Lamois, actually being Teifel Behemoth to Behemoth, the other animals could be even from Meisa funds. Now, V'shar Kol Yom Meisa Pesach, now all the other days of Pesach, meaning not on the Yom Tov days, but rather on Chol HaMoed Pesach, which, again, those are only for Simcha, Adam Yotzi Dechavasa B'Meisa Behemoth, that person can fulfill his obligation for his Shlamim, from, if he brings his Meisa Behema, which is not the same Meisa that we're always talking about. Meisa Sheni is when you have like a grain field and you already took one tenth, gave it to Levi. The second tenth is on certain years you bring up to your Shlaim and you either bring those produce or you switch it into money and those monies you use to buy things. It was saying you could use the Meisa Sheni funds. This is actually if someone has animals and they were born and every tenth one is brought as a carbon of Meisa Behema. If he happens to have Meisa Behema that's bringing to your Shlaim, and as Rashi says, for sure he could also purchase a Shlamim with Meisa Sheni funds, that would be also sufficient for the shlamims you're going to be bringing during Cholam Hayit. Which the Gemara asks, well, be yomtiv my time aloy. Well, why in yomtiv can you not fulfill your obligation with Maisa Behema, meaning by the other eatings besides the first animal, just like you permitted the Maisa Sheni funds, why can't you go ahead and do the same thing with a Maisa Behema? It's the same thing, they're both consecrated, but you're saying consecrated is not a problem because it's Teiflis, as this price is going like Chizkiya, which the other animals besides the first one could be from consecrated funds. So Mabashi says, yeah, but it's a secondary problem. Dilma asi la asur b'yamtib. We're concerned that if we let you bring a maisa behema on yamtib, you might actually come to tithe the animals on yamtib. And what's the problem with that? B'yef shalasa b'yamtib. No, you cannot tithe on yamtib. Mishum tzikarta. Because you're going to be dying the animal, as the Mishnah teaches in Mechares Avon Chesem Abayz, the 10th animal that comes out of the corral, they would dye it with a red dye. And you say, oh, this is the maisa one. And that red dye is problematic, because you cannot dye something on Yom Tov, and therefore we don't let you use Maaser Behema, because you might come to dye it as when you do your Maaser, if you're going to be tithing it to get a Maaser Behema, say, hey, let me chap around, let me use my Maaser Behema, and I'll get both of them at the same time. Therefore, we don't let you use Maaser Behema, it's only a Cholam Moed. Now, the Gemara clarifies what was inferred from the Braisa we brought. My Mashma, where do we see the high Misas Lishna Dechulnu? we were saying, although the simple translation is sufficient, but both Brises were teaching the beginning statement by saying that it has to be Menachulun. The question is, Teiflin, the two Brises were saying, like Chizkin and Rabbi Yechonon. But what do you know Mises means that unconsecrated? Because like it says the Pasuk Megillas Esther. It says, HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas Al Aretz. The king HaChashverosh placed a tax on the land, taxes people's private monies. So we see that chulin is the word mas, which is misas yedecha. We see that the obligation has to be brought from the chulin and not from that which is consecrated. Look at the Mishnah said, Yisrael yitzin dechavasin, a regular Yisrael could fulfill his obligation of simcha, but the darman adavas, carbons that would vow to be brought or donated to be brought, so they don't have to be a special carbon that's brought. As long as you have meat, you can fulfill whatever you have. So Tamar Olin, the Brice, the source for this halacha is because it says in the Devarim v'Samach b'Chagecha, you should rejoice in your holiday, which is l'rabbis kol mini simachas l'simcha. It comes to all types of joy for this obligation of simcha, meaning, however, it sounds like v'Samachta, however you're going to be happy. You don't have to have specifically a separate species. It's just have to be happy. Now, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, ain't simcha l'abasar. Happiness is only with meat. So Nadam Nadavis is meat. So the, you know, that it's, that's going to be sufficient. From here, the sages said, Yisrael, Yitzin, Dechavasin, a regular Jew can fulfill his obligation, but a darm, and a davis, a carbon that's vowed to be brought, or donated to be brought, a mice of Hamor's, his maestros of his animals. Vakahanim, as like we said in the Mishnah, they have other opportunities, Bachatas, Vashim, when a different Yisrael brings his sin offering, guilt offering, Bukhar, the firstborn animal, Bukhar, Vashaik, or the breast and the thigh of all the carbons that we bring brought on Yom Tov, that they can fulfill with that because they're getting meat that way. Now, Yochel Af Ba'eves of Nachal, you would think, okay, Eves Machta B'Chagecha, you could rejoice in whatever it is, even bird karbanas or flower offerings. Tamalim, it says in the Pasuk, Eves Machta B'Chagecha, you should rejoice in your Chag. What do we see from B'Chagecha? As we continue to Medbeis, the word Chag is the Karman Chagiga. Mishe Chagiga Bomehem, that which the Karman Chagiga could be brought from. Yatsu Eila excludes birds and flower offerings, She'in Chagiga Bomehem, because regarding the Chagiga, the Pasuk is in Shemaitz of Gimel, it says, Lo yolin chaylev chagi, don't leave over the fats of my chagiga, which fats are only, not by flower offerings, not by bird offerings, it's only by the bird offerings, by the meat, by the animal offerings. That we know that the has to be the simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha, like the chagiga, has to be from animal meat. Or another source, Rav Ashram, it says, v'samachta nafka. When you learn from v'samachta b'chagecha, it's not from the word b'chagecha, like a chagiga. It's from the word of v'samachta, you should be happy. Because Yatsu Elosh Emem Simcha, that excludes flour and chicken, which that doesn't give us joy. It has to be real meat that gives us joy. And that's how we know it's referring to animal sacrifices. But then the Gemara says, okay, but Ravashi, Hai B'Chagecha Ma'evale, what does he do B'Chagecha? He doesn't hold like the first interpretation, Chagecha comes to teach you like the Kama Chagiga to be meat, because he learns it from the Samachta. So what is Chagecha coming to teach you? Says the Gemara, who look at Rav Daniel Bakatin, it's like what Rav Daniel Bakatin had taught. Which the Gemara quotes in Ma'id Katan, how do you know that you're not going to get married to women on the Yom Tov? Krishna says in the positive, "Samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice in your chag," meaning for the b'ishtacha, not in your wife. So the joy should be purely about Yom Tov. That's what saying b'chagecha, b'ishtacha, that's what chagecha is coming to teach you. Gemara continues to look at the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which he spoke about this contrast of the Oilas Ru'iya and the Shama Chagiga. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishish le'eichel merubim. If someone has many eaters, meaning he has many people there for Yom Tov, and when the Chasam Otmar, he has actually very little money. So maybe Shlama merubim. So what he'll bring is, he'll bring many Shama Chagigas, according to the amount of people that he has to eat, because the Shlama are eaten primarily by the people. But this matzis, I'll bring very few oilas ri'ah because those are totally burnt on mizbech and doesn't have so much money. Now let's say he has nechas merubim. Let's say he has a lot of assets, a lot of money. But oichlem muatim, it's very few people that are going to be eating. So maybe oilas merubim. Then he'll bring many oilas, like the pasuk says, ish kamatnas yodei, as much as he could afford. He'll bring oilas that are totally burnt on the mizbech. For shlam muatim, he'll bring very few shlam because it doesn't want to be to become nicer. No one's eating it anyway. He'll bring very few shlams. Now let's say zev zemut. Let's say he has few people to eat. And he has very little money. Regarding that is what it says. For the oilas ri'iyah, you don't have so much money, you'll bring just a ma'a kesef, one silver ma'a, and you have very few people eating, so you're not going to bring so much chagig, you'll bring shtei kesef, that just as which is worth two silver coins. Now let's say zeviz zemerubim, let's say he has a lot of money and there's a lot of people that are guests that are going to be eating. Regarding that, it says the pasuk in the barm, ish kamat nazyo, the every man according to the gifts of his hand, kevirkas Hashem lakecha, shanoslak, like the blessing of Hashem your God that he's going to give you, meaning then you'll get a lot of oilas ri'iyah because you have a lot of money, and you'll have a lot of shamachagig because you have a lot of guests. So the Gemara asks on the opening case of our Mishnah, We spoke about three different cases. We said if someone has a lot of people to eat, but very little food, very little monies, so obviously not going to be spending money on the oilers because he can't afford that. So he'll bring shlamim merubim. So the Gemara asks, shlam merubim, a lot of shlamims, but mehecha maisa, where is he bringing the many shlamims from? You told me the other variable was, besides that he has a lot of people to feed, he says very little monies. Halesli, but he doesn't have monies. I understand you're not going to be buying oilers, but how is he even buying many shlamims? So Rav Chizda said, how do you explain this Mishnah is talking about like the halacha of Beis Hillel from the previous Mishnah, which teifel, you'll add on from the monies of chulin that you have to spend on the chagiga, you'll add on your meiser funds, which anyways you have to spend at staka. So now you'll be able to use it towards your chagiga. So maybe paragolda, you bring one big bull because you'll supersize it with the funds of your meiser monies. That's how, yeah, although you have very little nechasim, you can't afford to buy shlam merubim, you could take your staka money and go ahead and use it towards the chagigas. On that statement of Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Sheshet said to him, how can you say that you're going to add on meiser funds and for your one chagiga, you'll buy a huge bull instead of a smaller one by adding your meiser funds? But they said, when you're adding on, you can't add on funds to funds. You have to add on, instead of the primary animal, the other animals you're adding on, those could be from meisers. But how are you saying you buy one big par? That was Rav Sheshet's question to Rav Chizda. So the Gemara wonders on Rav Sheshet's question. My Kamale, what was Rav Sheshet saying to Rav Chizda? Ilema, if you're going to say Hacha Kamale, what he was telling him was, how can you say Lekrib Yechin as recorded as an Oman Aleph? What do you mean? You can't add funds to the original funds of this one carbon. Hariyamu, but they said, Taifun Behemel Behema. Yeah, okay, that was what Rav Sheshet said, but what he means to say is, Aval Lemais Lemais. Because what are you adding on that you could also add on animal to animal? That's not his question, Rav Chizda. His question is the inference. But, like Chizkiah said, Oman Alf, the inverse of a Bechidah. No, how could you say you buy paragadol with the adding on the funds of Maisa? You cannot add funds to funds. You could only add another animal to the previous animals. If that's what Rav Sheshet was asking Rav Chizda, so then, Malimali, why didn't he tell him straight up? Ain't Teufel Mois Lemois. You cannot add monies to the monies. Because that's essentially what he's trying to tell Rav Chizda, that you cannot add monies. Now, Chizkiah himself actually explicitly said two halves of the statement. He said, you cannot add the funds to the original funds. So why is he leaving the explicit part of Chizkiah's statement, which is really the primary part of his question, and only quoting the part which inferentially is going to tell us, oh yeah, you can add on animals, but you cannot add on funds. Why quote that part? Say the primary statement, which is Ain't Teufel Mois Lemois, which is the primary question of Chizkiah. So El Rather says, Gemara, you're right, that obviously Hachemale, what Rav Sheshet was saying to Rav Chizda was not the way we assumed the question was. He asked him, Hari Amru Af Teifim Behema Behema. But why are you saying it? When he heard Rav Chizda saying his teaching, Rav Chizda said, where are you getting Shlam Merubim from? The guy can't afford it, he has Nechasim Atim. He says, oh, don't worry, it's talking about by Teifel, when he's going to add on from his Meiser funds, and he'll go and he'll buy a large bull with those extra Meiser funds to supplement. He heard Rav Chizda say it specifically by Mois Lemois. But behemoth to behemoth, no. What Rav Sheshet was telling him was, not that it's only animals and not funds. I get it, you could do funds. But they said you could also add on different animals. Why are you saying specifically only par gadol when there's another option of buying the other animals from the meister funds? So the Gemara says, that's what Rav Sheshet was saying to Rav Chizda? But then come on, who's like Rav Sheshet's like? To like Chizkiah or could like Rabbi Yechon? It's not like either one of them are Ram and them are Alf. Those Amaram were mutually exclusive in their opinions. One said only monies but not animals. Only animals and not monies. So we could understand, like we said, if he's telling him like Chizkiah and not Rabbi Yechonon, but then we have the question, so why is he saying the part of Teifim Behem Lebehema and not the primary, but in Teifim Mois Lemois? So the one wants to say, no, he's saying that it's also, it's not just mice. You could also do Behema. But who says like that? And Bechitim, if you're going to say, yeah, Amardai Huda Pligi, you're right. The Amaram, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechonon, they disagreed if it's only animal or only monies. But Masinyasa, we brought two brises that we said, oh, a brisa that says like Chizkiah. We said a brisa that said like Rabbi Yechonon. But maybe the Gemara is saying the brises loy pligi. Maybe they're actually, they don't disagree. Meaning, they don't disagree regarding the funds you could use. They're only disagreeing regarding could you also use animals. I mean, the first brisa that says that if you want to mix them together, that as we said on Oman Aleph, that mixing means to get mixing funds together. That brisa only said monies. But the Tana, the second Brisa, was not disagreeing and saying only animals, not monies. Maybe saying besides monies, also animals. So Rav Sheshet would be like the second Brisa, and that's what he's saying to Rav Chizda. Why he's saying just par gadol, you could also add on other animals, not to just add on the funds. And maybe although the Amoraim disagree, but maybe the Brises actually don't disagree in regarding to the monies, and everyone agrees that on Machlokes regarding Behemah and Rav Shish, like the second Brisa, you can't say that because Vagtani, the second Brisa says Achil Rishayna Min Hachulin, the first eating is from the Chulin. Which the assumption of the Gemara right now is, as we had assumed this on Amud Aleph, and Rashi alluded to that, is that the first meal that you can bring on the table, which is the first animal, has to be totally from the chulin. So obviously, the first animal is going to be totally from chulin and not mixing it with the chulin, with the mois funds. It's only the other animals. So it's actually exclusively animals and not funds. So how could you say Rav Shesh is saying both, and because he's going like the second brisa, when the second brisa is the inverse of the first brisa? The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Rav Sheshesh could be like the second Brisa. Actually, the second Brisa holds not only Mois, but also Behemoth. Because my Chil Rishayna, what does it mean? Not like the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, that this is specifically like Chizkiya. No, when it means the first eating, it means Shir Demei Achil Rishayna Min Hachun, meaning the valuation of the monetary value of the first eating, that has to be from Chulin. In other words, the first eating that it says is whether it's its own animal, or whether it's the monetary value of the first eating. Oh, which is like Rav Sheshes. And that is the Tana, the second price, according to Rav Sheshes, actual Teiflin is either Mois Lemois or Behema Lebehema. But whatever it is, the first eating you're doing, whether it be the first animal, or whether it be in the first animal, which is the only animal that you're adding on monies, that first value of eating should be from Chulin. But the rest of the either the animals or the funds in this one animal could be brought from Maisa Manis. And therefore, that was what Rav Sheshesh turned off Chizah. Don't just say Tevel maybe Par Gadol, because the way he learned like the second Brisa, not only could you add on funds, you could also add on other animals too. Now, relating to the Halacha, the Mishnah that spoke about this opening case, like we said, you'll bring many Shlamim, you'll bring many Shalmei Chagiga if you have a lot of eaters, but not so much funds. So Amar Ula Amar Shlakesh, he says the following Halacha. Hifish Esther Behemoth Lechagigasim. Let's say someone designated 10 animals for his chagigas. A lot of guests are coming. He wants 10 chagigas. So Hikriv Chamesh Beyom Tov Rishon. He could sacrifice 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov. And Chayzer Makriv Chamesh Beyom Tov Sheni. And then on the first day of Chalamay, and the second day of Yom Tov, he go and sacrifice the other 5. What's the chiddush in that? We don't say, wait a second, he's being violating the Issa Bal Taisiv, because the Torah says Bechagoyim Oisai. Ois is in the singular. The chagigas is only one day, not more than that. How could you bring it on the second day, which already Chol HaMoed? No, so that's what the Chiddush of Ula Neimer Shlakash is. Now, this is also considered as part of the first day, because what you bring on the second day is just making up what's called Tashlumen of the first day. But it's incorporated of that primary Halach of Chagiga of the first day of Yom Tov. Which Rabbi Yechidama, he disagrees with Rish Lakash, and he says, no, Kivin Shapasek, once you stop and you didn't bring it on day one, Shubi Namakar, then you cannot bring the remaining 5 on day 2. So Amar Baba, he actually says, B'le Pligi, it's actually not a dispute. He explains. He says, Kan Rabbi Yechanun that says you cannot bring it on day 2 is bestam. Is if you separated these 10 animals unspecified, then you cannot go ahead and bring the other 5 on day 2 as the Gemara is going to explain. Whereas Kan Rish Lakish is talking about Farish, where the person explicitly said, I'm separating these 10 animals for the first day of Yom Tov. Oh, then if he only brought 5 on the day 1, he can bring the other 5 on day 2, because that's clearly just making up from day 1 that you separated for. So the Gemara explains, Hai Stam, this that you said, Rabbi Yechanan's statement was when it was unspecified, then you cannot bring the remaining 5, which everyone agrees to, on day 2. Hey, Chedem, what's the case talking about? As the Gemara explains, Elam, if the reason why they didn't bring those remaining 5 on day 1, because the Lekha Shoyz Beyam Lekrav, because there was no time to bring it, they just ran out of time. So then, if that's the case, Hai De Lekravinu, the reason why you didn't sacrifice it, is because the Lekha Shoyz Beyam, because you had no time left in the day. If that's the case, so obviously, we could presume that it was really separated to be brought on day 1. So then actually, it should be valid, because it's the same thing like as if you explicitly said you're going to use it for day 1 just because you ran out of time. Okay, so what are you going to say? No, but El Delisli Oichon. So it's just because they didn't have enough people to eat it, and it's going to be nicer. Therefore, they didn't, you know, like, oh, we have enough food for today. Let's bring the remaining 5 the next day. Well, if that's the case, Haidu Leik Ravina, then why didn't they sacrifice it? Because Delisli Oichon, because they have no eaters. So, but again, obviously they would have brought on day 1. They just had no eaters. So that's, again, the same thing like as if you designated explicitly for day 1, then why wouldn't it be valid on day 2? So the Gemara said, Loi Tzricha, no, we need the case that is talking about the Ikar Shoyz Beyom. There actually was enough time to sacrifice them all on the first day. And Vesh Loicha, there actually was enough eaters to eat on the first day. Oh, if that's the case. So then, Middekama, or as the Gemara says, Middebekama, like Ravina. So from the fact that he didn't sacrifice on day 1, why didn't you sacrifice it? Well, you had enough time, you had enough eaters. We can infer from that obviously Shiyur Sharinu, that initially he had left it over, he originally designated it in his intention to have it for 2 days of Yom Tov. Oh, if that was your original intention, well, that's going to be a violation of Maltesa, because it's only b'chagoyisim oisa on day one. Therefore, everyone agrees to that teaching of Yechanan, there's not going to be valid to bring the remaining five on day two. I think it's logical to say like this, as we're explaining, Rabbi Yechanan agrees, and he doesn't disagree with Shlokesh, when you explicitly are designated to bring all 10 on day one, that you then could bring the remaining five on day two. Because the Chiyas of Rabban, and Rabban came, Amr Ibn Yechanan, he said the following teaching in Rabbi Yechanan. He said, Hifresh Esa Behemoth L'Chagigasa. If someone designated, he separated 10 animals for his Chagiga, Hikrev Chamesh B'Yam Tibrishin, if he sacrificed five of them on the first day, Chayzer Makrev Chamesh B'Yam Tibrishin, he could go and bring the remaining five on the second day of Yom Tov. So, Kashna Adadi, we have a contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan. We said, as recorded before, he holds you cannot bring, and here we're saying that he says you could bring it. Allah Shemam Navad, he confirmed from this that it depends, and it's not Machlaikis. Khan, when did he say it's Asr Bistam? When it was unspecified. As we explained the case of unspecified, he had time, he had eaters, obviously, he always had that intention, there should be on day two, that's Baal Taisim. Khan, when he says it's Mutter, it's Bimafarish. When he specified, I want to bring it all on day one. And he just had leftover Shemam Navad, he confirmed that would be Tashlum in the region, and therefore you can let him bring it on day two. And then we learned that when it's evident that his intention was not to bring it on 2 days, and that really was for 1 day, Rabbi Yechanan would agree that you could bring the remaining five on day two. Because Amr Rav Shem Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said the following teaching in Rabbi Yechanan. Loishan, we didn't learn this, that a Braisa teaches later on, that the Chagoysim Oysa teaches us that Oysa at the Chagig, only day one you do the Chagig, and not more. So Rabbi Yechanan qualifies as Elish Loi Gomar, only if it wasn't finished. Avo Gomar, if you finished, Chayzer Makav, then you could go ahead and sacrifice the following day too. So says the Gemara, my Gomer, what does it mean if he finished? If you're saying Gomer Karbonaisim, that if he finishes Karbonis, then he could bring on day two. Well, then my Makav, what are you bringing? If you finish Loi Karbonis day one, what are you bringing day two? Ella rather, what does it mean? It means, when did we say you could not bring it on the following day? Ishalei Gomer Hayoyim. It's only if the day didn't finish, and that's why you're stopping. Ah, well, Gomer Hayoyim, but if let's say the day finished, and you just didn't have time to bring all your chagigas that you had separated for day one, and therefore you have five left over. Oh, then Chayzer Makav, then you go and sacrifice the following day those five. And this is a teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. So you see clearly that he holds that if it was designated for day one, he agrees to Rish Lakish as the other teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that then you could bring it on day two because Tashlum in the Rishon, it's not a violation of Tzeisiv. But he agrees to Rabbi Yechanan in this other statement that when you didn't intend to bring it on day one because you have enough time, you have enough people, and you still brought on day two. Obviously, that was the original intention. That would be a violation of Maltesev, and then everyone would agree that you'd not be able to bring the remaining five on day two.